This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Mercer County girls cross country team had a great year. They advanced to state, participated to the state meet this past Saturday in Peoria. I guess just kind of tell us about your memories of this season, Bailey Harden, and kind of running cross country at Mercer County. How great was it for you?
I thought it was a pretty great year, actually. It was one of my favorite years because we just had a really talented team, and I think we all pushed each other to be better athletes this year. And, of course, like, we won quite a few meets, and that was new to us, so I thought that was pretty great.
And just tell me a little bit about kind of the experience of running at state. What was that like? You know, last year as a junior, I know you got to run, you know, a little bit of a postseason, a regional or a sectional, but it was a full state meet this year, and you kids made the most of it and got to the state meet. So how neat was that experience for you? Tell us a little bit about it this past Saturday.
It was really cool. For me, I was a little bit emotional since it was my last race, but I think that we were all excited and super proud of ourselves, and, like, it was a really cool experience because our team, like, we kind of built ourselves up to get there, so it felt like all the hard work paid off.
Well, that's great. And just looking at your senior year in general, what were some of the, I guess, milestones for you, or when you look back at maybe some of your PRs, where do you think some of your best performances were at, or, you know, your best meets, or maybe you could even share some of your best memories from this year?
Yeah, so at, I think it was our sectional. It was the meet right before sectionals at Detweiler. I had finally PR'd for, like, the first time in 2 years, and that, like, got me really excited because it took me a while to get there. And I think that it motivated me more for the sectionals and state meets.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that when I looked at some of the times from the kids on your team, you guys seem to run kind of in a pretty tight pack. So do you think some of that, you know, in terms of PRing, you know, practicing against good talent and running with good talent, how beneficial was that? Do you think that was some of the reason you had that PR for the first time in a couple of years?
Me and Ingrid Hayes, we actually run pretty close times, and having her there to push me the whole race, like, we pushed each other most of our races, that was really helpful because it was just, I don't know how to describe that, I guess. It helped a lot, though.
Yeah, and just, you know, I'm assuming when the season ended Saturday, it had to be a little bittersweet for you because, well, you had so much fun and it was an enjoyable season and you got to state, and you got to experience all that, but you're a senior and then, you know, that was kind of your last meet. So what were your emotions like Saturday in all this?
I was really sad before we started. Well, I was excited. My emotions were a little bit mixed, because I knew that it was going to be my last race. And at the end of it, like, crossing the finish line, I was really emotional too. But it was more of a good emotion because I felt accomplished.
Yeah, and thankful and appreciative. It's about fellowship and friendship and things of that nature with high school sports, especially with a close bunch like you guys have with this cross-country team. So when you think about cross-country practices, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you ain't gonna miss those, man, all you guys do is run. But I know that you'll miss that because you enjoyed the sport. How much are you gonna miss those cross-country practices and running with that group?
I think I'll miss it a lot. I always looked forward to it every day. I know some people, they don't look forward to practice as much, but I think for our cross-country team, we were always excited to see each other. And it was more of like a family to us because we all just like, connected so well and, like, pushed each other through the hard times, because cross country is, like, a really hard sport. So I think having that made us bond even more.
All right, so were you happy with how you ran individually down at Detweiler Park? You know, you're running against the best of the best. It's the state meet, so, you know, you've done something by just getting there. What did you think your race, this your last cross-country race as an Eagle? What did you think?
I was really excited. I think I did pretty good. I got a new PR, and that's all that I hoped for during that race. And the whole race, I think I was just happy. So I think it was one of my better races this year. And there was a lot of competition to push me too.
All right. And I know you still have a track season left, your track kit too. So anything else you need to mention about this cross country team, this cross country season as we let you leave us today? What about the Eagle cross country program? What do you think?
I think it's a great program. I'm really grateful that I got to be a part of it, and I think that if anyone decided that they wanted to run cross country, they wouldn't regret it.
Well, congratulations on a great senior year and going to the state cross country meet. That's awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.